From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Stephen Rex Brown and Chris Sommerfeld are reporting for the New York Daily News. Manhattan Federal Court Judge Annalisa Torres has reinstated New York's Democratic presidential primary. Torres ruled the state's decision to cancel the contest amid the coronavirus pandemic unconstitutionally deprived millions of residents of the right to vote. Former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang filed the lawsuit that prompted the decision that now puts the primary back on for June 23rd. Yang had argued that even though Joe Biden is already the primary's presumptive presidential nominee, the State Board of Elections' decision to cancel the election set a dangerous precedent and prevents Bernie Sanders and other candidates from the ability to collect delegates. Torres said the Board of Elections' decision stripped New York's Democratic primary voters of what she described as the constitutional right to elect delegates who can, and I quote, push their point of view, end quote, at the party's convention this summer. Torres wrote, and I quote, they will be deprived of the right to cast a vote for an otherwise qualified candidate and the political views expressed by that candidate, end quote. And you can read the full story in the Daily News. Susan Arbetter is reporting for State of Politics. New York State Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins said this week that when the time is right, and I quote, there will be an accounting, end quote, by the legislature of the Cuomo administration's spending during the pandemic. Stewart Cousins also promised to hold hearings on how the pandemic gained a foothold in the state's nursing homes. The Buffalo News has reported that the Cuomo administration has not been forthcoming about how money to fight the pandemic is being spent. The same article quotes Susan Lerner, executive director of Common Cause, saying the legislature is not doing its job. Stewart Cousins said, and I quote, I know that there are a lot of conversations about how things happened and whether or not there has been too much power given to the governor. We have never abrogated our responsibility, end quote. On March 2nd, lawmakers approved $40 million in emergency pandemic funding. At the same time, they expanded the governor's powers to handle the pandemic and other emergencies. Stewart Cousins said there will eventually be an examination of what was done, but only when the time is right. That time is not now. She said, and I quote, for now, our responsibility is to be a government that works together for the people, end quote. And you can read that full story at SpectrumLocalNews.com. Kayla Harris is reporting for the Times Union. State Senator James Tedesco is calling on Governor Andrew M. Cuomo to allow high school seniors to celebrate their graduation at drive-in movie theaters. Tedesco, a Republican from Glenville, Schenectady County, sent Cuomo a letter May 4th encouraging him to issue an executive order permitting the practice. He said students and their families would remain in their vehicles and watch pre-taped videos featuring speeches from school officials, teachers, and students. The Malta Drive-In Theater in Saratoga County has already offered its facility for graduations. Under the proposal, each school district would work with municipalities and drive-in theaters to organize ceremonies, Tedesco said. Tedesco said under the proposal, each school district would work with municipalities and drive-in theaters to organize ceremonies. Students would then receive their diplomas in the mail. The governor's office did not immediately respond to the request for comment. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.